Nolte, 41% believe federal officials involved in Trump assassination attempt. By John Nolte on August 2, 2024. Rasmussen polled 1,089 likely voters and found that 41% believe it is likely that officials in the federal government were part of a conspiracy to assassinate former President Trump. While more people, 48%, say it is unlikely, 41% believing it is likely is still a pretty high number. When asked if the 20-year-old man who tried to assassinate Trump on July 13 in Pennsylvania acted alone, only 53% said yes, while 34% said he had help from someone else. Trust in the left-wing FBI's investigation is also pretty close to divided. Only 53% trust the FBI to investigate the assassination attempt, while 44% have not much or no trust at all. Count me among the 44%. My suspicions about the Secret Service's mind-bending and inexplicable security failures being delivered are no secret. And I was heartened when journalist Gerald Posner appeared on the Drill Down podcast with Peter Schweitzer and Eric Eggers and said he could understand why people like myself are suspicious. Posner is the author of Case Closed, the definitive examination of the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy. As a former Kennedy conspiracy believer, Case Closed answered all my questions and put the issue to bed. Oswald worked alone. So for a level-headed and intelligent guy like Posner to take a pause at the Trump assassination attempt, well, that should give everyone pause. Noting the belated admission by the Secret Service that Trump's security team was denied requested resources before the July 13 assassination attempt, Posner asks, did they refuse to give Trump extra security for a two-year period? They were almost creating a situation in which somebody could take a shot. Now I'm not saying that's the case, but I understand why that speculation would be there. Posner has been following the hearings into the Secret Service's failure, and he has many questions. We knew there have been screw-ups before, but they can't keep it silent anymore because people who attend the rally take out their cell phones and start recording what happened. Everybody could see, hey, there he is. There's that guy. Look at that guy on the roof. Hey, officers, so, we know more than they are telling us. No wonder we think something is fishy here. Before the event, the shooter was walking around with a rangefinder and apparently a large backpack and they were tracking him. And then the Secret Service was made aware, they're saying they now knew 30 minutes in advance, Posner says. Why did they allow Trump to take that stage? We also had the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, spread a conspiracy theory of his own when he claimed Trump might not have been shot with a bullet, he was. And then you had the acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe attempt to claim the assassin was a right-winger based on 4- and 5-year-old social media posts, although the latest social media posts attributed to him show he had leftist beliefs, something Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, had to wrench out of him during his Senate testimony this week. Something else I find suspicious is the writing of this wannabe assassin as some clumsy loser. This guy used a rangefinder and apparently knew how to adjust his weapon based on the rangefinder. He used a drone, had explosives, had a transmitter for those explosives, and only failed due to a fluke turn of the head. That sounds pretty sophisticated to me. At this point, Democrats and the deep state have spied on Trump's 2016 campaign, attempted to frame Trump as a Russian spy, impeached him twice for no reason, removed him from social media, and falsely accused him of being an insurrectionist, Hitler, and danger to democracy. The Biden administration has raided Trump's home. Democrat prosecutors are attempting to bankrupt Trump and jail him for life. Democrats all over have tried to remove Trump from the ballot. On top of all that, do we honestly believe the same ideology willing to abort babies in the 9th month? Willing to sexualize little kids, and permanently mutilate them to please their transfunders, are above an assassination when all else failed? Hey, I'm just asking questions. Related, Representative Chip Roy on investigating the Trump assassination attempt at Yoff National Conservative Student Conference. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.